Part 28, Chapter 2. Despite emotional reactions, Johnny had been raised a hunter. His had been a life in the mountains, much of it spent alone on trails where pumas and grizzlies and wolves could lurk. There were times when you could feel a planning predator behind you, watching for a false move, concentrated on intentions of its own. For the last 15 seconds, he had had that feeling. Danger. He spun about, tensed for action. The small gray man behind him said,
"Oh, didn't you know?"
Johnny let his hand fall away from his gun butt. The small gray man appeared not to have noticed.
"A lot adds up now that I didn't understand before. Yes, I fear Cyclo is gone. We knew that, of course. We weren't sure how."
Angus said,
"Are there any Cyclos left? Anywhere?"
"No."
The small gray man shook his head. The other small gray man, who had arrived by teleportation, had been lurking in the shadows. He came forward now.
"We checked it and checked it. Probes told us Cyclo was gone only a couple of weeks after it happened. We've had ships out everywhere."
The first small gray man had glanced at him. A cautionary glance? The other small gray man smoothly shifted what he was going to say.
"The transshipment rigs were all at mine site centrals or at Regency palaces. That was company custom. All their executive personnel and high-ranking officers on planets were quartered near the platforms. Pure laziness, really, so they wouldn't have far to walk and could get dispatches sooner. And the bulk of their breathe gas storage was also in the same area. The first word they got, they never went in much for space travel as such, since they had a monopoly on teleportation, and it wouldn't have gotten back to them soon enough anyway, was when they fired into Cyclo. We, of course, couldn't examine all universes, but knowing Cyclos, we are positive there are no transshipment rigs or central compounds or executives left. We ourselves gave it up over 5 months ago. The time limit would have been 6 months for breathe gas to last, and that expired 6 months ago.